preachers that'll tell you that the Christian life is a flower bed of ease, it either is deceiving you or he's never accepted that experience himself. The world hates you. And the people will hate you. You've got to take the way of the Lord's despised few and be laughed at, made fun of, or anything else. You've got to be different. You're born of another nation.
Emma.
My wife, as I have, we're quoted again, it seems so well to do it, asked me, why don't the Christian women wear those clothes like the other women do? I said, we're all Americans, aren't we? I said, no, sir. Well, what are we? I said, we're neither Germans, French, Belgians, Swiss, Africans, or Americans. None of them. Well, what are we? I said, we're Christians.
Amen.
American acts like American. German acts like a German. Because that's their national spirit. And we have a national spirit.
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit coming from God out of heaven.
Amen.
And you act like that.
Hallelujah.
Makes you conduct yourself as they do up there. Because you are of another world. We're living in America, that's true. That's the body part. But the soul that conducts us, our character, is from above. We live from above because we're born from above. All Christians come from above. Jesus said, I'm not from below, I'm from above. If I was from below, my subjects would fight for me. But my kingdom is of above. So is every man that's born of the kingdom of God. He's from above.